Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for 60 minutes and 13, maybe 14 tracks of music, and it's all music captured in concert, live music. This is the last of a series of six shows that's called Remember Concerts. And here we have Lunasa from Ireland. This is the Merry Sisters of Fate. Nothing better to start a show off with than the Merry Sisters of Fate. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for joining me. This is show number 195. That was Lunasa and something called the Merry Sisters of Fate. And that was with the RTE Concert Orchestra, recorded live. Lunasa is a five-piece. They've sold like a 250,000 albums or something like that. They were formed about 24 years ago, somewhat like that. An impressive group of folks and a great back catalog of eight or so highly acclaimed albums. They do a lot of concerts, and they're getting back on the road now that things are changing. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you for 60 minutes of Celtic music and somewhat beyond, I suppose. We started at least with Celtic music. This is the sixth show of Remember Concerts. We're going to head right into Penny Lang next. She's a Canadian folk music icon. She got a loyal following, and she performed at lots of major folk festivals and clubs across North America. She was born into a musical family in East End, Montreal, and she started performing publicly with a family band in a review called the Irish and Canadian Musical Review. They did Legion Halls, you know, theaters, hospitals, prisons, all the good places to go. At age 21 in 1963, she became a professional folk singer. She worked initially at the Café André, which is a venue near the McGill University campus. She became a bit of a star in the Montreal folk scene. She filled the clubs every night. She was really good, you know, effective guitar playing, a great voice, but had this great ability, astonishing ability, really, to connect with people who were listening. She moved on to become a touring artist, and that's when she did her major folk festival. She took some time out for a while, quite her life to raise one of her kids. Went back to music in 1989, moved to BC, and so on. This is a group of friends of hers. I think this was recorded... I'm not quite sure when. It's been in the last 15 years anyways. And she did a series of concerts in Montreal. And it was called Penny Lang and Friends Live. And she has some great folks along with her on this.
Jailer, won't you bring me water? Jailer, won't you bring me water? Jailer, won't you bring me water? My throat is kind of dry. Jailer, won't you bring me water? Jailer, won't you bring me water? Jailer, won't you bring me water? My throat is kind of dry. Jailer, should you see my baby? I say, jailer, should you see my baby? Jailer, should you see him? Won't you tell him? Won't you bring me water? Jailer, won't you bring me water? Jailer, won't you bring me water? My throat is kind of dry. You know I want to sing until he calls me. I don't want to do nothing else until he calls me. But can I pay the rent?
wish by. The ghosts weren't blowing any time at night. Living on a different spot to show. They got every gay parties every time I blues. Here on earth it's a cold bar rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except for the difference as the PCM is about due time. But it is cold down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head off off a little push station. Got a twist and caught now in a cage of heat. When I lift me up and then I find my feet. I'm in the middle of a beating storm. And I need to be the one I beg from her. Wanna dance to a man on my Lucy Ann's tonight. The room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit younger again. Well, you learn to dance with your right hand up. You learn to swing, but you don't say do. But you learn to love at the pin on toe. When you hear a little show in the blow. Saturday night, you're gonna rule the town. I wanna hit on off to the twist and shout. I'm a twisted partner in a pitch of beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. I'm in the middle of a beat, it's fun. And I hear a thing, I wanna thank them all. Wanna dance to a band from a Lucy Ann.
With a very attractive audience there in the background, because, at least in terms of clapping. That was the Polka Country Musicians, and that's was set up by Wally and Rich Dombrowski, and they learned the polka traditions. They're from the United States, and Wally began his trumpet lessons when he was only five. His parents brought Wally to polka shows as a toddler and so on. He was encouraged to learn polka along with his brother Rich, who did a variety of other instruments, including including accordion, of course. And they founded the Polka Country Musicians in 1977. So Rich was 18, Wally was 9. They took the music their parents loved and they made it their own. In the United States, polka music, or Polish polka music anyways, kind of split into two major styles. There was the Chicago style. I know you were just waiting for this kind of description, weren't you? The Chicago style and the East Coast style. And the Polka Country Musicians play a version of the Chicago style, which they call the push. So it's push Chicago style. And push polka bands typically feature like two horns, accordion, concertina, bass, drums, and so on and so forth. And when they're in top form, audiences can be so captivated by the polka music that they stop dancing to fully listen. And when you stop dancing to a polka, you've got to really be a pretty top band, because dancing is so much fun with polkas. And connection with the people is huge, as Dombrowski says. He says it makes them want to perform that much better. That's from a live CD. It's called Live Polka Country Musicians, Live and Jam. And that's called Down at the Twist and Shout, which is unusual for a polka band because it's basically a Cajun song, as you probably figured out. Before that, we heard from Penny Lang and Jailer Bring Me Water, along with a bunch of her friends, including Chris and Ken Whiteley and others. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 195, and we are remembering concerts to sort of ease our transition back into live music again. Next up, this is a good example of when you've got the audience in the palm of your hand. This is Bruce Springsteen. Well, he's been around. You probably know him fairly well, American singer-songwriter and so on. Well, he sold like millions of records. But he also has this band called the Sessions Band, which he's sort of done since 1997 or so. They get together once in a while. This is a set of music that was done in Ireland, live in Dublin. And I tell you, they really have the audience going. Just, you know, listen to what happens even after the band stops playing.
Well, I thought I heard the captain say, tomorrow is our sailing day. Spark. Give me my money. Give me.
There's a house in an alley, in the squats and low rise of a town with no future. But that's where my future lies. It's a secret, but no secret. It's a rule, but no rule. Where you find the darkest avenue, there you'll find the brightest jewel. I know my name, it is Mulvaney, and I'm known quite famously. People speak my name in whispers. What higher praise can there be? But I trade my fine mohair for tired dyes and faded jeans. If she wanted me some other way, she's my cook's fairy queen. She gave me one pill to get bigger. She gave me one pill to get small. I saw snakes dancing all around her feet and dead men coming through the wall. But I'm the prince of this parish. I've been ruthless and I've been mean. But she blew my mind as she opened my eyes. She's my cook's fairy queen. Oh yes she is, yes she is. Beyond compare, she got dresses that seem to float in the wind, pre-Raphaelite curls in her hair. Or she could get lame to walking, or she could make the blind to see, or she could make wine out of Thames River water. She could make a believer out of me. As I trade it all tomorrow, she's my cook's fairy queen. Is that trail all tomorrow? All the wicked things I've been. Oh, she's my bright jewel of the alley. She's my cook's fairy queen. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
I will wait for you. seen him with less. Now in some ways shake the excess. My head alongside my heart, so tame my flesh, fix my eyes, tethered mind, freed from the lies.
Of course, is Mumford and Sons, one of their big hits, and that was called I Will Wait. And Mumford and Sons, of course, a British band formed about 2007, something like that. And they released about 4 studio albums and a number of live albums, including this one that I got it from. It's called Live from the Bull Moose. But I haven't seen it on any of the official documents, so I'm afraid I've probably got bootleg or something like that. They did that when that song was just new, like it was just new to them. So, yeah, maybe. Anyway, did a great version of it. Before that, we heard from Richard Thompson, British singer, songwriter, guitarist, loved by many. He started out in 1967 with Fairport Convention. He made his first solo album in 1972. Really in the 80s, he began to develop this sort of almost cult-like status within the trad folk singer-songwriter worlds. And never underestimate the danger you'd be in if you say anything mildly critical of him in some of those contexts. Anyway, wonderful stuff. That was live from Austin, Texas. That was Cook's Ferry Queen. And we started off with Bruce Springsteen and the Sessions Band. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 195, and we are remembering concerts today, the last one of a half dozen shows on that. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly just up the way or down the way, depending on how you figure it out. The Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. Or if you go to the other side of the island, you get to Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have the Wailing Jennings, and they're a Canadian folk music group. They were founded in 2002, founded back when three folks came together for a joint performance. It was very well received, so well received that they've won 2 Juno Awards since then for Roots and Traditional Album of the Year and Group of the Year, and they continue to go on. This is one of their wonderful live recordings. This is Wailing Jennings with Racing with the Sun.
Get your day's work done. Get your day.
I'll be dead and gone. my stand. I went up on a mountain, there I made my stand. The rifle on my shoulder and the dagger in my hand. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. Put the rope around my neck, they hung me up so high. Last words I heard them say, won't be long now before you die. Poor boy, I've been all around this world.
Music there from a concert that was done based on a movie. So I don't know if anybody saw the movie Inside Llewellyn Davis. And that came out 2013 or something like that. And it was a bit of an enigmatic movie. It was a Coen Brothers movie. But so what's more to be said, but a lot of great music came out of that. And it was kind of a story about a folk singer. And so that track was from a concert that was done with a variety of people, celebrating the music of Inside Llewellyn Davis. It was there. Oscar Isaac was the singer, and Oscar Isaac was the main character in the movie, if you happen to ever get a chance to see it. And he's actually a Guatemalan American actor and did a wonderful job as a folk singer. They're also there with the Punch Brothers. It's a five piece that's kind of on the cusp between, somewhere between classical and country and bluegrass and so on. And also the Secret Sisters. That was called Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, which is a traditional song. Before that, we heard from, where have we been? Yes, the Waylon Jennies. And you are listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 195. I want to get all my notes together here. You could be listening a variety of places. Radio Bell Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM in Bell Island, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, next up we have one of my favorite bands from back in the 1970s, and that's Jethro Tull, a British band that was formed in Blackpool, England in 1967. If you were around in the 1970s, you maybe enjoyed the heyday of that group, and I mean, they're still around, so I shouldn't really say heyday. But they started playing blues and jazz, influenced rock, and then they started doing elements of classical music and hard rock and folk, and they really forged this signature progressive rock sound with the flute as a major instrument. So the band leader and primary composer was Ian Anderson, who mainly played flute and guitar, and the lead vocalist. And they had a revolving door of musicians, but one of the contributors who has been there the longest, except for Ian Anderson, was Martin Barr, who's a wonderful guitar player. And they released their first album in 1968, A year later, they released another album, which actually reached number one in the UK. Then they headed into progressive rock. So Aqualung, which is the era that this is from, the Thick as a Brick and stuff like that. Then they went on to contemporary folk and then electronic rock and then harder rock. And then they're sort of back. They're very eccentric in their styles. They stopped touring in 2011, but then they came back in 2017. They're actually going to release their first new album under the Tall name sometime this year, it's expected. So this is from the Aqualung days, Locomotive Breath.
In the shuffling matters of the locomotive breath runs the all-time blessed head on to his death. The pistons scraping, the steam breaking on his brow. Oh, Johnny, he stole a fellow in a train. It won't stop going, no, it do slow down. Oh, yeah. He sees his children jumping off at stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in heaven having fun. When he's crawling down the corridor on his hands and knees. Old Johnny, he stole a candle in a train. It won't stop going, no it do slow down. Oh, no it do slow down.
If you love somebody enough to go, that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friends, right? I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. You tell me she's not his. I follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She used to get mad and she used to say she'd come back to Memphis. soul. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
And that's the Abbott Brothers from that very same concert that we heard a couple tracks before, where there was Inside Llewellyn Davis concert with a number of people who were kind of celebrating the music of that movie. Abbott Brothers are an American folk rock band from Concord, North Carolina, sort of bluegrass and country and punk and pop and ragtime and so on. Before that, we heard Jethro Tull and, of course, Locomotive Breath live at the Montreux Jazz Festival. Well, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we've tried time for a few more tracks here, but you could be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, which is in London, Ontario, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you could join me. Now, one of the other ways that you can listen to this show would be through the internet. I mean, we do all kinds of things on the internet, but if you go to rbbmusic.ca, that's Roots and Branches and Beyond, rbbmusic.ca, you'll find there, you have a link to about, I don't know, 100 and some shows, and so every week I post it there as well, sometimes on Facebook and so on and so forth, and my information is there, contact information if you want to get in touch or send free CDs or whoever, you know, whatever you want to do. So rbbmusic.ca for Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up, we have, these people probably need no introduction, really. June Carter Cash, five-time Grammy Award winner, and John R. Cash, an American singer, songwriter, and so on, with a deep baritone voice and a rebelliousness. And he would play Prisons for free. So after this, we're going to hear a track from them at Bob Dylan's 30th anniversary concert, the 30th anniversary of when he first put out his first album. And then we're going to hear from Mark Cawley and his Reckless Companions live at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary doing Folsom Prison Blues. So, it all kind of fits together here. First off, though, June Carter and Johnny Cash.
each time you call. And we'll love you for your life and nothing more. But it ain't easy. No, 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 it ain't easy. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. But I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on, and that train keeps moving on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Let's play like the record now.
That's a great CD there. That's Mark Cawley and his Reckless Companions, as he says there at the end. Folsom Prison Blues, and this was recorded at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, a notorious penitentiary in Tennessee, and he had just finished writing. This was back in 2001. He had just finished a bunch of songs about crime and punishment. He thought, well, the best place to really do them would be at a penitentiary. He was also a good friend of and mentored by Johnny Cash, who also played at many prisons, San Quentin, Folsom, and so on and so forth. Well, this has been Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we've come to the end of the show. We have time for just one more little track that I'm going to sort of slip in here. This is from Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. And this is basically the bass player who is, I mean, bass players are sort of in the background. They often don't really get their own, you know, say. And they're just sort of the quiet, solid rhythm of a band. This is the bass player from the Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. He's doing a wonderful job of something he does sometimes in concert with the harmonics. Amazing Grace. And thanks for joining me. Be back again next week with some more music of here and there. Take care. take care of each other. Happy trails.
Thank you.